The Lord Jesus shows us the way, for if you consider the Beatitudes, they are how Jesus himself lived. Every one of them, it's how he lived. He often ate in the homes of wealthy people, like Zacchaeus, but he was not attached to wealth. In fact, at the Last Supper, the disciples, when Judas left, they thought he was going out to give some money to the poor, meaning that the money that Jesus had received from others, he shared it with people in need. He taught his apostles, who were a fractious bunch to begin with, he taught his apostles not to rival one another for honor, but to serve God in harmony, which they finally learned. You read the Acts of the Apostles, very different from the Gospels. They aren't fighting with one another all the time. They actually cooperate to spread the gospel. Jesus was merciful to sinners, while also challenging the legalistic rulers of some religious leaders that hurt ordinary people. Jesus lived the Beatitudes. He also gives us the grace we need to live them. As St. Paul says in our second reading, we are in Christ Jesus. What does that mean, in Christ Jesus? We're in him because the Father has called us to be joined to his Son. Our baptism joins us, the Jesus who died and rose from the dead on our behalf. So in our baptism, that begins with baptism. That means that we have the strength and the wisdom from God, increased by the Eucharist, by our prayer, by trying to live our faith each day. We have that strength to take the bold step of living differently from those who follow worldly values. We are to be in the world, no other one for us to be in, but not to be of the world. We can do so joyfully, not only because of the reward we are promised, but because the Lord will stand with us as we follow his example.